reading God's Word. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Can I get just a little more volume in my mic? 1 Corinthians 15, 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for this word. And I thank you, Father, that, Lord, even just as we're growing as believers, as we're becoming stronger as believers in your word, Father, and as Christians, Father, I thank you that, Lord, that you're preparing our hearts to have such a steadfastness and to be immovable as believers and Christians in this hour, Father. Lord, I pray, God, give us faith. Give us great faith today. Father, I pray that, Lord, give us a heart to receive, Lord, eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, even this morning for the release of this word in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. You know, as I've been talking about growing stronger and becoming, growing stronger as a Christian, it's one of the things that I mentioned previously was that it will take a steadfastness upon us as a believer to remain in the things of God. Now it's interesting. Steadfast is not a word that we commonly use in our vocabulary. You know, we don't go around and say, you know, so how are you steadfast? Are you immovable? Or, you know, we don't necessarily use these words, but it was a common use in the 1800s, and it's a common passage. It's even been preached on here recently, but you can't love the things of the world to remain steadfast. To keep, I'm going to say that word so many times. You guys are going to have that word in your vocabulary before we leave. You know, I would say this even because I haven't really watched the opening of the Olympics, and not until this morning did I even actually just sit down and read what everybody's talking about, because I guess for a couple days now there's been all the controversy around the Olympics. And and then the committee openly apologizes for portraying the Last Supper with drag queens and all this. They're not sorry. We're sorry if that offended 2.6 billion Christians. You guys understand that this is, we're not called to love the things of the world. So when things like this happen, why would we be surprised? This is a world event, the Olympics, but why would we be surprised that things like this would be thrown out there? Why do we act like we even would get caught off guard? You know, I'd seen a picture that all the electricity went out in France. All the power went out. But up on this hill was a church. The power didn't go out. Lit up over the city. And all, you know, you could just feel, you know, my church, you know, Isaiah chapter 2, that in the last days my people would run. They would run to the house of the Lord, because it's a city on a hill which will be so bright, which will be so vibrant, that's going to be the place where people are going to gather and people are going to come to. So, you know, so we have to be immovable as believers and Christians, but we can't be moved by the things of the world. You know, I don't even, people will talk about this all day, probably in pulpits, you know, and, you know, because what happens is even Christians can become offended to hear your testimony. Some people are honestly, they're waiting to hear. They're waiting to hear what Minister Mara's testimony is. A Brother Ray's testimony is. People are waiting to hear what you have to say. What an Adina has to say. Amen. I mean, that's even our young people, what God's done in their life. People are waiting. They're waiting to hear. I just seen this. You know, in some states they can't put up billboards. Hawaii being one of them, you can't put up a billboard. But once you get into the Midwest and east. I mean, there's billboards everywhere. But I want you all to realize that you're a billboard for the kingdom of God. You're a billboard. You absolutely, 100%, your faith, your love for Jesus, everything that's here, everything that you're about, you're a billboard for Jesus. Where do you shine for Him? You shine for Him every day, where you're at. Amen.